So you have a crazy story about how, you know, you've gotten into music. You're from a small town. You've traveled all over the place. So can you just tell us about your, you know, your introduction to the music business?
Yeah, like, I was born, I grew up in a really small town called Dundas in Ontario, Canada. And, like, as far back as I can remember, I loved music. I loved everything to do with, like, entertaining people and performing. And even, like, ever since I was three, I knew I wanted to be a singer when I grew up. So I kind of just did, like, the thing in my small town, like, the local golf club. I would always sing the national anthem, and I would always sing at their events. And every time my parents would have friends over for dinner and stuff, I would be the evening entertainment. I would sing and stuff. And I started doing singing lessons. And I just basically, like, immersed myself in as much music as possible, and every opportunity I could find, I would just go for it. But being in a small town in Ontario, Canada, where I'm from, like, there was only so much that I could really do there, and so part of me really kind of just wanted to get out there and explore things. So I've been doing music. I was writing all the time. I was going to Toronto a lot for certain performances and seminars and stuff like that. And when I was 18, I decided I really kind of wanted to just check out Nashville, Tennessee, because I heard so much about it, and I heard it was a great city for songwriting. So I decided one day, I just graduated from high school, I was 18 years old, and I just decided to kind of just drive down there. It was like a 14-hour drive from where I'm from. So I kind of packed in my bags, and my plan was to be there for 2 weeks. And when I got there, I just basically fell in love with all of the music there. Because being from a small town, like, I mean, I love my town. It was amazing, and there were so many supportive people. But, like, nothing compares to Nashville as far as, like, all of the cool artistic stuff going on. So I really fell in love with it. I ended up living there for a year and a half. And in that time, I kind of just honed my skills. I was singing out all the time, trying to sing out at the mics every night, and writing, and really just focusing on kind of getting myself to be a better songwriter. And I met up with a producer named Tanya, and we ended up recording, like, a 5-song EP. We did shows in New York, and we were trying to get some label interest. And then I went back home to Hamilton, which is the city beside the town I'm from. And I did a show there, and a record label was actually there in the audience, and they offered me a record deal. And so it was kind of just, it was an amazing opportunity, and it was a chance for me to, record a full album in the studio with amazing producers. So I took it, I packed my bags, went back home, and I worked with my record label for almost 2 years, which was amazing. I got to write the album and record it, and we recorded part of it in L.A., part of it in Nashville. And so I released that album, and it was great, and we had a single, Lovesick, on radio all across the country, and it was amazing, and I was performing all the time, but a part of me really wanted to kind of get back out there in, like, the music scene, in the big music city, so I decided to take a trip to L.A., and once again, I kind of just fell in love with the place, and last April, I decided to move out here. It was a huge step, because I left my record label, but I'm really glad I did it, because for me, like, I want to be an internationally known artist, and it's really hard to break out of Canada when you're in Canada. So I basically just moved to L.A. to find some more opportunities for myself. And so I recorded the single, and now here I am.
What do you think you learned about yourself during the recording of that first album, and how do you think it's affected you today as a musician?
Oh, being just in that, like, year and a half that I was with my record label, I learned so much. Like, I recorded my first full album, and I guess I learned, like, really preparation is key. Like, I worked so hard on those songs, and, like, you want everyone to be perfect. And really, to become a successful musician, like, each step has to kind of align, like, from the writing to the producers to the recording. And then even after the album's done, you can have an amazing piece of artwork, and nothing can happen to it if you don't have the right people and the right team around you. So I basically just learned, like, A, it's a tough business, and it's really hard to break out as an artist. Even if you have amazing material, like, you still need the right team around you. So I kind of just learned about building a team and building myself as an artist and how to kind of build my career up and the tools that I need.
So you talked about, you know, the steps – you know, to creating a song, having, you know, the song written, the producer, all of those things, and having it become a piece of art and, you know, nothing could happen. Let's talk a little bit about Tidal Waves and Hurricanes. How did that song come about, and how do you consider it in terms of, you know, where you're going as a musician?
Yeah, like, so when I moved out here, I didn't really know anyone when I got out here. But I knew it was, like, I just had a gut feeling this is the place I need to be. And so even though it was going to be kind of scary me moving out here by myself, I knew I had to do it. And my parents back home were supportive. So when I moved out here, it was tough, and it still was tough to just kind of fit into a brand new city from a small town in a different country. And so I basically kind of just did the same thing I did in Nashville. I just tried to network as much as I could. And I actually met with this Canadian artist, Andrew Allen. He's a successful Canadian musician as well. And we somehow got connected through the grapevine. And we ended up getting together in a room, and we wrote Tidal Waves and Hurricanes. And really the inspiration just came from, you know, like, me moving out here by myself. It was tough. But at the end of the day, like, as long as you're doing what you love and as long as you're strong, like, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. So that's kind of where that song came from.
As far as your vocals, the first time I heard you, I'm sure you've heard this before, the comparisons to Adele. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I love Adele. She's amazing. So I think it's really flattering. And, like, I think we've kind of were influenced a lot by the same people. Like, growing up, soul music and R&B were kind of the genres that I loved. I was always just drawn to really soulful voices, like Etta James. And I loved Carole King because she was an amazing songwriter. And artists like that, I was really just drawn to their voices, and I think I was influenced a lot by that. So I think that's kind of where the comparison comes from. And I mean, it's a great comparison. So, yeah.
So for those people that, you know, may, like, hear you online or something like that, and they say, oh, you know, she sounds like Adele, how would you say, you know what, yeah, you know what, we may sound similar, but I'm this? How do you think you'd answer that question?
Yeah, I mean, there's always that thing, you don't want to sound too much like someone because I'm my own artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through certain experiences, and my songs are from my experiences, so, I mean, there's always going to be that artistic difference. And I think it's great. Like, I think the thing that we're different about is just we write different songs. And so I think that's kind of the thing that sets us apart, like, with basically the music. Like, if it writes her songs, and I write my songs from experience. And so when you're kind of writing your own music like that, the music that you sing and the way that your voice kind of takes that on always sets people apart from each other.
Gotcha. Okay. So you mentioned before some of your influences, but let's have a little bit of fun. Who's an artist on your iPhone or your iPad or your anything that you listen to that you're completely ashamed of, but you love anyway?
That I'm ashamed of. I try not to be ashamed of music that I listen to.
Like, if somebody asked you, like, oh, what are you listening to? And something that you kind of would go, I don't know if I should say. You know, something like that.
You know what, actually? I should maybe be a bit more. Well, growing up, Destiny's Child, I love Destiny's Child, and I still listen to those songs. Even Spice Girls, I will say it, I put it on my phone, and I listen to it in my car. Spice Girls is a good one.
There you go. As far as, you know, the new year just started, and everyone has, like, you know, their goals for the year, so what's on your to-do list this year? If by, you know, December 31st of 2014, what do you really want to have accomplished?
Back on the last year, it was a big year because I moved to a new place and I recorded a single and we're going to be releasing a music video. And I kind of just did all the groundwork that I needed to do when you're moving to a new place. So I made all the connections that I've made, and I've met so many amazing people. And I met this great producer a few months ago, and we've been working together. His name's Aaron. He lives in New York. And so we're working on, like, an EP album together. So really my goal this year is to completely focus on finishing that, getting in the studio, recording that, and releasing that for the world to hear. It's good because it's a bigger project. We've really been investing a lot of time into it. I'm going to be going to New York to record it. So my goal really is to record something that I feel so strong about and something that's just really honest, and either try shopping it to some record labels or just doing a self-release again and kind of building my own team around this record. So those are my plans for 2014.
As an independent artist, how important do you take your following on social media, and how do you interact with your fans?
I think it's, like, everything, because those are the people that listen to your music, and those are the people that show you love, and they help spread the word about your music. And really, without a fan base, without an audience, you could be singing music and no one would be hearing it. So the fans that I've been so lucky to kind of meet and bring in with my music online, I've been so fortunate. And so I always try and stay in touch with them on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And I always try and kind of interact with them, just because at the end of the day, those are the people that are listening to your music and they're supporting you. So you kind of want to give that love back.
I've seen a bunch of pictures of you on, you know, your website and on Instagram and stuff like that. And I must say, like, you dress impeccably. Like, you have really cool fashion sense. How do you think that interacts, like, with your music, like your representation of yourself on stage? Like, how does, like, your fashion come in play?
Well, it's cool because, I mean, I love fashion, I love dressing up, and I love clothes, and it's kind of just a way to express yourself, just like it is with my music. The words that I write and the lines that I sing is an extension of who I am, and it's a way to express myself, and it's the same way with my clothes. Like, when I dress myself, I love pink and I love bright colors, and that's kind of what I like to dress in, and that's part of an extension of my personality, just kind of fun and happy and bubbly. So I think the way that I dress definitely is just kind of a way that I like to represent myself.
Okay. Last question. In terms of how you want to affect people, how you want people to remember your work. If someone said, you know, like, they mentioned your name, oh yeah, have you heard that new girl, that new singer, Maggie, you know, how would you want them to, like, finish that sentence? How would you want them to kind of, like, tell their friends about, like, what you represent as a musician?
I guess what I want people to take away from what I do, I don't want it to just be one thing. I don't want it to just be my voice or just this one song. I kind of want people, when they think about me and my music, for it to be, like, an entire package. Like, oh my God, I love her and I love what she does. Especially when it comes down to, you know, hearing my songs and people relating to them. The reason I love music so much is because it allows me to express myself and the things that I've been through, in hopes that people can hear what I'm saying and relate, and they have that kind of emotional connection to what I'm doing. So I would love people to take away from everything like that is just that they can really relate to my music.